Thank you and good afternoon. Four people avoided what could have been a tragic ending to an afternoon on the Trinity River Monday after their boat capsized near Sugar Bowl Ranch. Four boaters, two adult men and two adult women, were left floating in the river and at the risk of hypothermia after their boat sank. One of the men was able to climb a cliff to a location where he could call for help, while the other three were left stranded on a ledge overlooking the river. Emergency personnel from the Sheriff's Office, the Sailor Volunteer Fire Department, and the California Highway Patrol arrived on scene. A CHP helicopter was dispatched from Redding and lowered a rescue officer onto the ledge. The officer then placed each of the three remaining boaters into a harness, and they were each lifted to safety. Other than some scrapes and bruises and some mild hypothermia, the boaters all survived the incident and none needed to be hospitalized. 33-year-old Eureka resident Jonathan Mellon was the drowning victim identified from a three-person rafting accident near Oreck over the weekend. The Humboldt County Sheriff's Office has completed its investigation and determined that Mellon's death was accidental. Mellon and two other friends had planned on rafting down the Redwood Creek and started their trip at Stover Bridge, but Mellon got caught in safety lines near Redwood Falls and was pulled under. Mellon drowned before his friends were able to reach him, and then had to transport the body and their equipment 12 miles back to Oreck in order to call 911. The support for the Secure Rural Schools Act is growing. Dan Squire has more.
23 counties from across California have thrown their support behind efforts to get Congress to reinstate funding for the Secure Rural Schools Act, as well as for a resumption of timber payments for counties like Humboldt, Trinity, and Mendocino. The Secure Rural Schools funding has meant key monies for education in the timber-rich rural counties in the state, and payments were suspended in 2013, which meant a loss of more than $27 million for rural school districts in California. Oregon Senator Ron Wyden and Idaho Senator Mike Crapo have introduced a bill to extend the school payments, which is backed by the Rural Counties Representatives of California. The impact is also being felt in Oregon, where more than 30 counties lost more than $100 million in Secure Rural Schools funding.
Thank you, Dan. Monday morning, electrical power was cut to the downtown area of Arcata and the campus of Humboldt State. This came as a result of a power pole that came down in Arcata near 13th and F Streets. More than 2,500 customers were left without power at just after 10 o'clock, and the power was out for just over 30 minutes until PG&E was able to restore electricity to the affected areas, including Humboldt State. Arcata Fire responded to a report of a vehicle fire in the area around the down pole after the pole fell for unknown reasons and landed on a pickup truck, according to the Mad River Union. You're listening to KINS News and Information. We'll be right back after this.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. It started out as just a concept by Humboldt State students and faculty in 2012, and then it eventually had its own page in a section of Humboldt State's college newspaper, The Lumberjack. Now, El Leñador is its own newspaper that is being published monthly. El Leñador is a Spanish newspaper that gears its content towards the Latino community, much like our family Spanish station, Juan 790 AM. Humboldt State Journalism Department Chair Marcy Burstener said that El Leñador, although different, has some similarities with the Lumberjack.
So El Leñador is very different, and we see it as a completely different type of publication. Yes, it's in one way it's student-focused, and in some ways similar to the Lumberjack is also a community newspaper, and it's distributed, you know, in three different cities in the community. And we do community news.
Burstener also said that El Leñador's next step is to be the premier newspaper for the Latino community in Humboldt County.
El Leñador sees itself, at least its aspirations, is to become the community newspaper for the Latino community in Humboldt County. So right now it has a completely different distribution system. We distribute on campus, but they actually take the newspaper down to Fortuna. And parts of Eureka where they see the greatest opportunity to reach the Latino community.
Burstener also said that the next step for El Leñador is to be self-sustaining financially. And that's the news on this Tuesday afternoon. For KINS News and Information, I'm Jordan Christmas.